It's Wednesday, October the 19th, and you're tuned into the TNIB podcast, the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And yes, that is us. We are here another week to bring you stuff. I think that's the slogan we're going to stick by. Stuff.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Anthony has cough. And then, generally, we were trying to start this whole superhero time Kamen Rider thing, but unfortunately, our supplier didn't provide us with the most recent episode.
I'm going to have to talk to him about his pay,
supplier. So, we are not talking about Kamen Rider X-Aid Episode 3 at the end of this episode. Oh. But next week, maybe we'll do a double feature.
Ooh, back to back.
Yeah, I don't want to get left behind. Or, is that what it's called? No, this whatever.
Is this a reference to something?
No, I just mean like when you're... I don't want to be a week behind is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You all that water cooler talk at work.
Yeah.
Talking about Kamen Rider X8.
Yeah. Okay. Got to make sure that when I walk in, all the ladies know. Oh. You know?
Like, hey, Jane, did you see the new Kamen Rider? It's like, oh my, yeah. Oh, so kawaii as fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim was telling me the other day how much she liked the two assistants on.
Yeah.
The...
She's like, man, that could have been me.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to reach higher.
I told her, listen, any day you want, you can do it for me. But
I want to work in that workplace.
But yeah, so there you go. Was there news this week?
I have two really quick picks.
All right, quick pick.
One is politics.
Oh shit, Anthony's getting serious.
The dark, seedy underbelly. Donald Trump got a new campaign poster.
Did he now?
JK, it's an anti-Trump campaign poster.
Oh.
It has pictures Donald Trump with a pretty baller PC setup yelling at a screen. And it's the quote on... It's so good. The quote on it... Oh, where's the exact quote? I want to find...
This build up.
I know. It's killing me. I had it and then my phone
went down.
Hurry
up, Anthony. I just want to release.
No, here it is. Oh, now it's opening Twitter. Kill me.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. My phone's so
precious slow. Seconds. Precious seconds.
No, now I gotta click on the picture again.
Oh my god.
Donald Trump mains Hanzo and complains about team comp in chat. Trump is not a team player. .com. So someone bought out ad space on a billboard to put that up. Donald Trump mains Hanzo and complains about team comp in chat. Paid for by the... Paid for by the nuisance committee and not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Wow.
It's a great billboard.
No, I see. Oh, wow. I wish I was rich so I could do shit like this.
It was fucking hilarious.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was a quick one. And then the other one was that, like, actually just today, as of this recording,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2 got announced.
Yeah.
And it is scheduled for an October, or no, sorry, for a 2017 release, fall 2017
release. A year out?
And there will be a trailer on October 20th of what that game is and what it's about. Wow. There are a bunch of rumors saying that it's going to be a prequel to Red Dead Redemption, so you might still get to play as John Marston, but that would be insane because there was that interview on Polygon a while ago with the voice of John Marston, and he's like, I'm kind of done with this. Like, I'm a country boy. I want to drive a truck and do construction. Like, I don't want to voice act. So.
I think it would be insane because the teaser clearly states 2.
Yeah, that as well. Like, no spoilers, but 2.
It says Red Dead Redemption and then a giant number 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could do... I don't know if they would put 2 : the prequel. That would just be stupid. That's not Rockstar style.
That's Borderlands style. Borderlands 2, the pre-sequel.
The weird thing about this is I'm surprised their marketing is coming out so early.
Mm-hmm.
It's a year in advance. Because, I mean, I get it. They're Rockstar. They can do whatever they want. They're kind of like Square in that way with Final Fantasy. You could just do whatever you want. But at the same time, it's like, people are going to buy your game regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Did you need to build up hype now for it?
I guess there's always, like, it doesn't hurt. Like coming from the biggest game, like, arguably the biggest game studio, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have made the most successful selling game every time they've released a Grand Theft Auto game for, like, the past how many years?
Yeah. I guess just in today's world now, we don't hear about games until they're, like, 6 months out.
Yeah.
Like,
Or especially even for indie stuff, like sometimes they do the Dreamcast thing of like, hey, it's at a press conference. Oh, it's released now.
Yeah, like it's very like the lead times are very short nowadays. That's why this just seems really old school and out of touch.
Yeah.
And I was kind of a bit more annoyed by it. Just because I was like, oh, so it's not like a March release. It's a, hey, it's almost Christmas, but next Christmas.
Yeah, almost Christmas, but next Christmas.
Yeah.
It was just the poster and then the announcement for the trailer, so there's really nothing to go off of.
But... Did you see all the memes that came out when they did the first tease, where it was just a red Rockstar screen?
No.
Oh my god, okay, so the best one that I saw was, it zooms all the way out, and it's the red side of a paddle. And it's ping pong VR. Ping pong?
Oh, man. VR. I would love that.
And I was like, oh my god. The other thing too I saw was it was a four panel thing. And it started out with the wallpaper and just zoomed in, zoomed in, zoomed in, zoomed in, and then in the bottom right hand corner, it was the Half-Life 3 logo.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so they were cool.
But yeah, it was slow news week, man. Really nothing.
Yeah. I have nothing really to talk about either.
Really? Nothing? Not even talk about Call of Duty?
I'm going to talk about Call of Duty because, you know what? I'm not going to buy this game. Or at least, I really want to get this game more for COD 4 Remastered.
See, I want to get it for the actual game. Like, I think the actual game
looks Advanced cool. Warfare?
Yeah. Not Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare? Yeah. That's sweet. I've been watching a lot of online play of it, and a lot of the community doesn't seem too taken with it.
Hmm.
They say, like, coming from Black Ops 3, it's not really... the one.
Well, everyone, like, I don't know, I feel like all the MLG is around Advanced Warfare, and that's nothing like Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, jetpacking every which way and while running around maps.
Yeah, I heard that they slowed it down, so it wasn't as hyper anymore, like, wasn't as fast.
Like, a good middle ground?
Yeah, and a lot of, like, the veterans are kind of like, it's not what I want. Like, when Titanfall, when the beta for Titanfall came out, that was slow, so they sped it up, and I was like, oh, this feels better.
So that was, like, a lot of things that, what was it? That fighting games had for a while.
Yeah.
Like, back when Street Fighter 4, like...
Oh, yeah.
Original release of Street Fighter, like, this is so simple. We're like, there's no skill in it. Parry. Like, what is this, right? But it grew an audience. So, like, if they're trying to regrow an audience, like, Call of Duty from however long ago is a shell of what it is now.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of mechanics and stuff that you could take for granted as a developer.
Yeah.
Like, if they really want to bring that back, that's probably a smart move to get new audience.
For sure. But, I mean, for me, I want to play COD 4. Me and Teacher were talking over on the weekend, and, like, that's a good game.
So what you're telling me is, you want a System Link.
No, I do not want a System
Call Link. Call of Duty.
No. Servers are offline for that game.
You can still System Link, can't we?
Yeah, but then it would just be us.
Yeah, four TVs.
There would just be four of us.
Yeah, four TVs.
That's useless.
That's
fine. I want 6-on-6.
Listen, if you can find some more people, if you can find 12 more people.
Oh, fuck.
No, or sorry, math more people. Eight.
Yeah. Anyways, the reason I'm talking about Call of Duty is I wasn't gonna buy it, as tempting as Call of Duty 4 Remastered is, but something happened.
And that is,
Anthony, you need to read this Instagram post. Okay, you need to read.
Wait, okay, I want to guess who it's by first.
Okay,
it's by Lewis Hamilton.
Sure.
How did I know?
You need to read it.
Oh my God, it is by Lewis Hamilton.
Read it.
Been playing at Call of Duty since the beginning. It's awesome to think I'll be a character in this new game. What? Is he gonna race jets? Like, what is he doing?
No, he's part of the military now, bro.
Is he a mechanic?
He's won the world championship 3 times, and he's like, fuck it, I gotta do something else in my life.
The fuck? I don't know if I can support this game anymore. Why is Lewis Hamilton... Whatever.
He's the ambassador
for... No, I give it up. No, I don't want to know.
I can see you there. Jealous. The jealousy is fierce.
Listen, I have admitted on this podcast, I am fully aware of my jealousy towards Lewis Hamilton's posh lifestyle.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I'll become any less of a hater. Oh, look, guys, just posted up on my Instagram, hanging with all these tigers. Oh, my God, so cool. Fuck you, Lewis Hamilton. Invite me to hang out with some tigers.
So, yes, he's going to be a playable character. Or he could be your avatar, I think, in multiplayer.
Can he be my drivatar?
Lewis Hamilton drivatar? That would be fucking amazing.
How haven't they done that yet? How don't they have celebrity drivatars?
Nah.
Oh, whatever. I want to race Matt LeBlanc.
Just have them on your friends list.
I guess.
Actually, wait, no, Xbox has that. Where you can have followers.
Oh.
So if you know the celebrity gamer tag.
Oh, okay.
You just follow them, and then if they played Forza, then you have their actual Drivatar.
Cool.
Anyways, yeah, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, I guess I'll be buying that. Maybe not at launch, but closer to sales
and events. I still really want to play Gears 4.
So do I. I very much want to play it.
Okay.
I very much want to play it.
That was it for news.
That's it for news. This one's going by quick. Let's go into our weeks. I'll kick it off.
Do it.
I think last week in my news thing, we recorded just as the Overwatch Halloween update dropped.
Yeah.
So guess what I've been doing?
You've been playing something else.
I've been playing Overwatch.
Okay.
Tons of Overwatch. The first thing I checked out was the Brawl.
Okay.
The Horde mode, which is... I'm so torn because it's incredible and yet it's so small and compact that you get tired of it very quick.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where I wish there was more. Because you can only play four characters.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier, McCree, Hanzo, and Ana.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? In the Horde mode, you can only play four characters?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. That's how they balanced it.
Whatever.
It's five waves. Each wave has a boss. And the boss is another Overwatch character. So like Reaper, Roadhog, Junkrat. Okay. Only they have modifiers on them. So like you'll fight a Reaper who has the health of a Roadhog. And you're just like, oh no.
This is the worst.
Yeah. This is awful. This is awful. It's super fun. It's super tough. The last monster is Mercy.
Yeah.
And she's the witch. And what she does is she brings back all previous four monsters.
Oh my god.
And they all come at you. And on hard mode, that's rough.
Is it always Mercy at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's that's the thing. It's very, like, it's simple. Like, you know the pattern. You know how to do it. But no, it's great. And I hope that it becomes a more of a regular thing that sticks around. And it's not just confined to this little seasonal brawl. I hope that they expand upon it. It'd be super cool. And then I just been playing a lot of Overwatch. That game is so good. So good. Oh my god. Game of the year.
It's
so good.
Listen, I know we're talking. Game of the Year talks are coming up.
So good, Anthony.
I don't think it's Game of the Year.
You have no idea how good it is.
I do. I played
No, you don't know.
It's pretty good.
You don't know.
But like, it was also awesome when I played it that game on the PC on Team Fortress 2.
But Anthony, this one has Witch Mercy.
So.
And this one has Reaper as the Headless Horseman.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
This is you. This is when I talked to you about League skins.
I remember.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, look, no, it's reverse Annie. The bear is dressed up as the kid, and the kid's dressed up as the bear. Yeah. It's awesome. Game of the year. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Tables turned.
Ugh.
But no, it's super fun. I dropped down to, what was my rank? I was platinum, but I basically lost so many matches that I went somehow down to silver.
That sucks.
Like, it still sounds platinum, but my actual number said I calculated to, like, silver.
Weird.
Like, because you can't drop out of a class, but you can drop
rank. Oh, can you not?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so I was like, oh my god, this is rough. And then I was just stuck there, and I got a hot winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 200 points away from diamond.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get there.
Can you get that animated skin?
That you gotta be master. I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
I'm gonna get it. No, the one thing I want to talk about Overwatch that's super cool is you can buy the skins now.
Oh, the theme.
Yeah.
Skins.
Like you with in-game credits, of course, but they're expensive.
Well, they're limited time.
I would assume. So. Witch Mercy is 3,000 credits.
Holy shit!
Yes, that's the only one I want.
Of course.
I haven't gotten it.
Flies on a broom.
Yeah, I've gotten like everybody else, but
that's balls.
Yep. But yeah, that's great. Another thing I did was I watched Luke Cage. I finished it.
So did I.
We're going to spoil it.
Spoilers!
Spoilers, here we go.
Oh, wait, do you want to save spoilers for the end?
Oh, okay, fine. We'll save it at the end.
Okay, did you have anything else in your week other than Luke Cage?
I'm trying to think. I could have swore I watched a movie, but I don't think I did.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I watched a movie.
Uh-oh.
I watched Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, really?
With Zac Efron and Robert De Niro.
Oh, that movie.
Where Robert De Niro's character, his wife dies.
Yeah.
And then Zac Efron's character is getting married. And so they're like, hey, you got to take me out to go get some young vagina. And it's, but they get way more vulgar in that movie.
Yeah.
overall, like, It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Vulgarity wise.
All right.
Like, there are some terms in there if you're not comfortable with, like, sexual slang. Maybe it's not the movie for you. just nod your head like, yeah.
I'm into that.
But I thought it was cute at the most. Like, it was almost like a buddy cop movie.
Oh.
Like, the way it was structured, because it's the two guys. They're, one guy, when Robert De Niro is trying to get some, while Zac Efron's character is getting married to someone, and,
yeah.
But then he has questions about whether or not they love this person or not.
Mm.
And then it's the two of them helping each other out to figure stuff out.
So, do they get in a fight?
Yeah, no, they get into a fight, and there's a whole thing where they separate, and then the other one becomes the bigger person and does a great grand gesture.
Yeah, right? Okay.
It's like planned out like a buddy cop movie, but okay. None of them are cops, and they're only buddies.
Well, they're patrolling.
It was cute. If you want to see Zac Efron with his shirt off, or pretty much naked, if you want to see Zac Efron almost naked, like, yeah. Movie for you.
Seems like every Zac Efron movie.
He's a buff dude. Like, in this one, he was wearing the equivalent of, like, a thong.
Oh, wow.
Like, he just had, it was, like, a G-string. There's a plush B over his junk. But the back of the underwear rode into his crack.
Like a G-string?
So, like a G-string. So wow. You just see butt.
Nice.
Zac Efron butt.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I marathoned Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, did you?
All 39 episodes.
Wow.
How long are those episodes?
15 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I thought, all right.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I remember watching this show as a kid and be like, oh, look, all the Hanna-Barbera characters are in weird situations. This is so funny. Coming to that show as an adult, oh my god, that show is fucking hilarious. A lot of the humor is very topical to when that show came out, so around, like, early Bush administration, if you want to talk about...
Oh, that long ago.
Yeah, like George Bush Jr., not senior.
Yeah.
Like that while ago. But it's, oh my god, the show is the funniest thing. They take all of your favorite Hanna-Barbera characters and, like, do things to them that you would only think of as an adult. For the Jetsons. You know in the Jetsons how they have those, like, movable floors everywhere, like the airport floors?
Mm.
What happens if those things break down? Do they even walk? Because they always just go everywhere. So right. one of the jokes was them getting used to, or trying to walk from one end of the office to the other. And it took them like a day and a half.
Wow.
Because they didn't know what to do, right? They were lazy. People from the future. Or another one was like Fred Flintstone was the Don. He was the Godfather.
Of course.
Because he worked in construction. Right? But the only reason he had it is because he kept getting hit on the head, or he thought he was, is because he kept getting hit on the head with bowling balls.
Oh.
And so it gave him severe head trauma that would change his personality. And there's still a through line.
Yeah.
When it comes to the story, it really shows up in the last season through line. But man, they're every single character is hilarious. There is no weak link in this show. The standout is Stephen Colbert's character, who plays the head of Sebin & Sebin, which is the law firm that Harvey Birdman works for.
Mm.
You might have seen his character. He's in a suit, short, blonde hair, and has an eye patch.
Mm.
But his character is by far the funniest. But yeah, the thing, though, is like because these shows are 15 minutes each episode, they are very densely packed with jokes. So there were situations where I would be laughing from the previous joke, and an equally as good joke would have missed it because
because you're too distracted by the previous one?
Yeah, by the previous one. Like, they rapid fire off things. My favorite episode was they had a whole episode dedicated to employee training. So it was set up like an employee training video.
Hmm.
And the jokes in there, like every which way, during transitions, there were jokes on the slides. Like when they were explaining training to you, it was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. It also helps if you have a love for Hanna-Barbera characters.
I was going to say, I don't think I like Hanna-Barbera characters.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Nope.
Flintstones.
I like the Flintstones.
Jetsons.
Nope.
There's one that's Wacky Races.
Oh, I wanted to like that show as a kid. Okay, I really wanted to like it.
Wacky Races.
Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear. Oh, Yogi Bear one's so good, too.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch in there. And they pull deep. Like, there are some cartoon characters where I had to look them up, and I was like, I have no clue who this is.
Is Woody Woodpecker Hanna-Barbera? No.
I think that's WB.
Oh, okay.
I think that's Warner Brothers. But yeah, oh my god. Like, what a way to get back into old, like, childhood beloved cartoons.
Yeah.
With a show that takes, that realizes that now you're an adult.
Yeah.
Here's all the jokes for you. Like, here's the jokes you want to see with these characters. It's so fucking good.
Was this just on Netflix or something?
No, my friend had to get it.
Okay.
He got it. He got it.
He got the DVDs. Cool.
Yeah, he got the DVDs.
Sick.
Yeah, and then we marathoned it. It was, holy shit. I didn't get tired of it. I don't recommend marathoning it though.
Oh no.
It is so fast paced and so dense. You kind of need to like give yourself some space. Like watch like 3 episodes, take a break.
Is it the type of show I could watch while I'm doing something else? Or is it so dense that I have to
pay attention? I feel like if you're doing something else while you're watching it, you'll get the main stuff, but there is like so much very subtle visual humor, stuff that like you kind of have to fully understand the situation that they are in to get some of these jokes. Okay. And that's also why the payoff is so good.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah. And, and then I watched Luke Cage.
Cool.
Yeah. I played more Tokyo Mirage Sessions. I'm almost done that.
Yeah, but you're almost done. So you'll probably save your opinions till you're done. Yeah,
I'll just talk about it when I'm finished.
Okay.
But yeah, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage. Spoiler session alert. Before we continue, guess how long this episode has been so far?
2 minutes. 10 minutes. 12 minutes. 8 minutes.
No.
15 minutes. 20.
Close.
25.
Less.
23.
Yes.
Oh! It's like that T-Swift song. So I'm feeling 23.
22?
Yeah, because I'm feeling 23.
Oh, God. Kill me. So Luke Cage. We are going to spoil Luke Cage now. If you don't want to listen to spoilers, well...
It's always next week.
Yeah, turn it off. Sorry for a short one, but we're done. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I don't know if I liked it more than I liked Daredevil or Jessica Jones.
I don't like it more than I like Daredevil.
Okay.
But I also think it's good.
Like, yes.
Like, I didn't love it, but I liked it.
Yeah. I thought the first 7 episodes are great.
Okay.
And then there's that twist that happens in the middle.
Yeah.
And it shifts focus.
Yeah.
And I thought that was... Okay, the twist is Cottonmouth gets killed by
his cousin. Oh, yeah, it's full spoilers.
Yeah, by his cousin. And then the focus shifts into the arrival of Luke Cage's brother.
Diamondback.
Who's hunting him down, and Luke Cage is being a pussy going around somewhere, like, not wanting to fight, getting shot, and then needing help.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not very gender neutral.
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
I love the way he says it.
Yeah, it says it with like such seriousness, right?
Sweet Christmas.
Like when the rocket launcher hit the Chinese place?
Yes.
Sweet Christmas.
Yeah. I think I really like the entire cast.
Okay.
Except for Shades.
Really?
I hated Shades.
I kind of like Shades.
I looked at Shades and I thought to myself, you remind me of when I was a teenager and all the white boys thought they were hard.
So here's the thing, what I like about Shades.
Yeah.
Is I like that.
Yeah.
Right? And I like how cheesy it is.
Yeah, like, see, I would get that. Like, I totally get why you say that, because that's how it came off to me. But in the seriousness of the show,
yeah,
it just did not fit.
But like, I like Shades as a character because he's like, he's the only one that feels like a caricature. Like, he is the type of person that would be 100% inside a comic book, right?
You're right. He is, like, 100% I am from the comic.
Yeah.
I think more for me, my problem with Shades is I wish he had just a bit more backstory. Like,
who is he?
Yeah, like, he's in jail, but then he arrives and he's suddenly like, listen, I'm just badass with the Ray-Bans.
I'm number 2 with the Ray-Bans.
I'm infinitely funded. I got connections and hookups.
Let's say I got a diamond back.
Totally. But then they flash back to the origin story of Luke Cage, and you're like, yo, he's just as much of a loser as Luke Cage in this prison, and like, what? Yeah.
That was a weird.
Yeah.
My biggest issue with the show was how boring fights were.
Yeah.
Did you get bored of them?
I did, but it wasn't like, it was one of those things where it's like, I always knew that the fights were never going to be whatever, because...
he's all powerful.
And... yeah. The thing that threw me for a loop was when they go back to flashback and you realize he learns how to fight.
Oh, that too?
Like, okay. When he's like, he knows how to fight, but when he gets his powers, suddenly he doesn't fight. Like, yeah. It's still innately in him. That's when it really bugged me. But that was towards the finale. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else is there? I've heard very minor complaints about, like, if we want to get a little Tumblr on here.
Okay.
About, like, just the show and having to deal with, like, current stuff in, like, Black people's lives and that kind of stuff. And people are like, this is overbearing. There's enough of this here to where it's distracting me from the show. But I never got that. Did you find that at all to be true? No.
No.
Yeah, because I never got that either. Because, like, they had it there, and there was, like, obviously a message they're trying to say. But it was never to the point where it's like, I'm going to look at this camera and be like, Black Lives Matter. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, nothing like that ever happened. Or...
I think it would have hit me more if the show was more diverse.
Okay.
Because, like, I know people look at the show and they're like, oh, wow, Black hero.
It's a very strong, like, I can't really think of many white people or other people.
Yeah, and for me, like, because it's all, like, Black, like, the natural thing I'm hearing from people is like, oh, it's a diverse show. And I look at it like, no.
No, it's not.
It's just all Black people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not diverse. And I wish if the white, like, it's crazy, but I wish if the white people had a bit more presence in
makeup, general character makeup.
Yeah, and just general, then I think that issue of Black Lives Matter would hit me harder.
Would hit you harder, like, when they talked about all that stuff?
Because I felt like there was no white people in the show.
Okay.
Like, except for Shades, who, let's face it, he's gonna be Black.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cop, Scarf.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But then at the same time, it's Harlem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, white people live in Harlem, too.
Do they? I don't know. I've never been.
It's not the majority,
but... How do you like the sick Method Man...
When he arrived, cameo. I was like, oh, shit!
It's Method Man!
Yeah!
And he drops a verse on the show? Like,
yeah, when he showed up, I was like, oh, that's a sick cameo. And then, like, I think it's the following episode, he's doing it. I'm like, no way!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a real radio station that he was on.
Yeah, I've seen their stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, same.
Sway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, I really thought the show was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think there's parts of it that... I think the show could have been 9 episodes, and I think we've been fine.
Yep. There was a lot of the show that was dedicated to the recovery of the Judas bullet and how to deal with the Judas bullet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care! Oh my god!
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of Luke Cage going, I'm not a hero. Oh, I'm not a hero.
I can't fight.
This is a curse. Sweet Christmas.
This is not what Sweet Christmas would want me to do.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of that, and I wish they could have just tighten that up.
Okay.
How'd you feel about Oprah? I mean, Mariah.
I'm sorry, did you say Oprah?
That's what she reminded me of. I'm like, imagine Oprah went nuts.
Which one's Mariah?
Cottonmouth's killer.
Yeah, okay, Oprah. Yeah, okay. I could see it. I thought she was actually really good. So, between whenever it was just her and Shades on screen, there was obviously a gap, I want to say, of acting skill.
Yes.
Right? I was like, man, Mariah, you're real good at this shit. Shades, on the other hand, I don't know what direction you got, but if that's what the director wanted, you're killing it.
Yeah.
But it was like they were, like I said, they were from two different worlds. Like, Mariah's character is from a TV drama serious background.
Yeah.
While Shades is pulled, like, panel for panel from a comic book.
Yeah.
But I thought she was really good. Like, when the show shifted focus over towards her and what she had done, I didn't, like, I don't feel like anything was lost because, Cottonmouth was also a great actor.
Yeah, I think she was definitely introduced at a point when Cottonmouth's entire arc was starting to come to a close.
Yeah.
And so it was a good handoff.
Yeah.
That said,
it wasn't super abrupt.
Yeah. I miss Cottonmouth, though. I think he was my favorite character on the show.
He's really good.
I love his facial expressions. And when he's just playing the music, and when he's into something, I'm just like, man, you're...
I really like the guy who played chess a lot in the barbershop.
He always... the old man or Turk?
Yeah, the old man.
Oh, okay.
He always had a lot of really funny, like, quips and, like, things of insight to give to people.
Yeah.
Like, he was pretty much, like, the sage of the show. Like, you go to the Oracle for advice or whatever.
He found the files at the end, right?
Who?
That old man.
No. Shades gave the files to Luke as a thing to be like a bargaining chip, like, hey.
Yeah, but they dropped it in the firefight when.
Oh, I must have missed that when part. When
Cobra Commander shows up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I must have missed that part then.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, even the final superhero fight was kind of lame.
Oh, it was totally lame.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really bugs me about this show. Okay, so in Daredevil and in Jessica Jones, their problems are relatively restricted to their lives. Like, yeah. In Daredevil, it's about the crime scene, specifically in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just regular crime. Drugs and guns.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones, she's battling basically a murder, and, like, someone's specifically out to get her.
Okay.
With Luke Cage, I felt like there was a point where it went from Harlem to just, this is bigger than Harlem.
Yeah, okay.
Like, because Diamondback is.
Well, I think that's when Diamondback's power was truly revealed, when it's like, hey, I can get all of this
crazy. Yeah, and I'm shit. Like, your issues are so huge that, like, in the context of this story, it's fine. But because I know this is connected to the greater universe, it's like, Where the fuck's the Avengers?
Yeah.
Like, this man basically made a knockoff Iron Man suit. How is that, like. How's that off everyone's radar?
Well, it's not even that he made it. He bought it from
Hammer.
Hammer.
So there's experimental military equipment. And just
floating around, yeah.
That is international level stuff. And I feel like the direction they took that is just a bit too great for the street level crime.
Which makes me wonder what Iron Fist show is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because Iron Fist is supposed to team up with Power Man and so on and so forth. And some other people to make that team.
Yeah.
And like... If they're taking his real, like, Intercontinental,
yeah.
Are they going to take Iron Fists? Are they going to turn Daredevils into something else? Or,
I mean, they're all going to eventually team up for the Defenders, but yeah. I'm assuming the Defenders is restricted to New York, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I would think, but it's, again, like, it seems like the problems that these people face are broader than
New York. Yeah, it's starting to escalate to the point where it's like, they have to be noticed.
Yeah.
It's also weird, too, especially, like, because I'm super deep into all the shows and stuff, right? So, I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're currently in New York.
Okay.
Like, and this is all supposed to be happening around the same sort of time, and it's like, how come no one's talking about this shit?
Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the same universe as the Netflix stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, they're all technically in the same universe, yeah.
Whatever. We need Captain Canuck. We need to get we need to get Alpha Flight.
Ooh, that's not.
To hang out in Toronto. Oh, that's what we need.
Speaking of Toronto, you know who's in Toronto?
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
I saw his Twitter.
Yeah,
I saw his
Instagram, sorry. We were there the same day.
Oh.
On the bike show day. And he was, you know what he was doing? He had his fucking, what kind of dog does he have? He has a bulldog.
Yeah.
He put on a longboard and he walked it down the streets of Toronto.
Oh my God.
With his crew.
You get to say hi.
And I was like, he was there.
He was there. That's the second time that's happened to you.
And I was like, I was there.
That's the second time that's happened
to you. I was like, Lewis, why'd you call me?
The other one was like, when he was at the movie theater in Mississauga?
Yes, and we were there?
And we were there?
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Anytime you go anywhere now, just check his Instagram.
I need to, yeah. For sure.
Or get Snapchat, follow him on Snapchat. Like,
yeah. I should. But anyways, yeah. Luke Cage. It was good. I liked it. You're right. It got super funky.
Right at the beginning?
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Is this show set in the 70s or is it set in modern day?
And Luke Cage's theme song is funk.
So now you know when, like, what I'm talking about, whereas, like, when I see people be like, oh, yes, this is very representative of black culture and stuff. I'm like, yeah, maybe for you because you're fucking whitey. And maybe if it was represented in the 70s.
Yeah, I was just like, when it opened up, I was like, okay, I get the theme you're going for, but
yeah,
no, it's not like
it's this. Not working.
Yeah. They even put, like, a sepia tone on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool.
It's weird. It was weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. How'd you feel about his budding romance?
With Claire from the other show?
Yeah.
Was she in Daredevil?
She was in Daredevil and she was in Jessica Jones.
She was in all of them?
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I like Claire's character.
She's the secret winner of all these shows. She gets to appear in all of them.
Yeah, she gets to appear in all of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I like Claire as a character. She's like this weird, whereas the guy who played Chess was the Oracle.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of like the mother figure.
Yeah.
Like, I can 100% see her being the person to be like, in the Defenders, hey, all you dumbasses, you all had your fight where you don't like each other anymore. Come back, dummies. Yeah. Like, she'll be that person.
True.
Yeah. At a, I don't know. You want to rate it on like on the Netflix queue? How many stars did you give it?
Before we get there, I got to know what you think about Diamondback's costume.
He looked like a shitty 80s action figure.
Well, he's supposed to look like a snake.
Come to life. He looked like a cobra.
Yeah.
Like a cobra commander.
He's part of the Serpent Society. Cottonmouth, Diamondback, or snakes.
I don't think it looked good.
Oh, I thought it looked horrible.
Yeah.
But he totally looked like Cobra Commander, right?
He looked like Cobra Commander. Yeah.
Just but, green?
Like, so, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. It was awful.
All right. 1 out of 5. Fuck that costume. No. I don't know. I gave it a 3. Like, I liked it. Like I said, I really liked it. There. A 3 out of 5.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if I'm closer to a 3 or a 4.
Do you want to do halves?
No, that defeats the purpose of the Netflix scale. I'll give it a 4, because the Netflix scale does rounding of averages. So collectively, we're 3.5.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I think it's it for the show.
Yeah, it was a slow week.
Slow week. I mean,
I've been studying for midterms and stuff.
And right, and then you're on, well, next year you're on
reading. Next week, I'm on reading week, so I'll pump in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And I will
do something.
Yeah.
Probably a bike.
I will. I got teacher to buy a bike.
Yeah. You brainwashed him. You held him at gunpoint.
That's what I did.
Yeah. You're like,
in the public setting of the Maple Leaf fans.
Yeah. And then all the Maple Leaf fans were like, he should really buy a bike. Like, hey, Vince, you need my gun? It's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, when we went to that event, apparently there was like a Maple Leafs fan thing going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Parking was jammed, but. Also, did you know a lot of people in Toronto bike?
Yeah.
Like
a lot of people.
A lot. Especially by the lakeshore?
Yeah.
Like, wow. I didn't realize that. It was only until I rode a bike that I realized it.
You rode a bike in Toronto?
No, but like that I've been riding bikes that I was like,
so many people, yeah. There's some effect, I forget what it's called.
I know what you mean, yeah.
It's where it's like you never notice something
until you're doing it
and then you notice it everywhere. It's an effect. I just forget what it's called.
I know. A lot of people have it when they buy like a car. They're like, I bought this because I've never seen this car before. And then you have it.
Oh, Mazda.
It's like, oh, everybody has this car.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't buy any big ticket items at the show, at the bike show, which means that all my budget I saved for wheels is going to toys.
Yay!
So that or PlayStation VR. But probably toys.
Probably toys. I know you.
Yeah, I won't buy VR. Although, I don't know.
$300 Power Rangers just came out.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, with VR...
With VR, though.
I don't want VR for VR.
Then don't get it.
I want VR for 3D audio and then the...
The giant screen on your face?
Yeah, because I can't afford the giant screen on my wall.
I don't know. Just the thing is, I don't know how tight those pixels are.
That's the one thing I heard. Fidelity is not. So the one thing I heard is that the fidelity on the VR isn't even as good as, like, say, the Samsung Gear.
Of your phone?
Yeah, because
your phones have insane screens. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an unfair comparison.
But at the same time, it's also like.
At the same time, yeah, like because like when you think of Gear VR, you only think of the $40 thing you get.
Yeah.
To plug your $1,000 phone into, right? It's still overall more money,
yeah.
Right?
But it's a worse VR experience.
Sure, it's also half the price.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I don't know. Because
if anything, I think the Gear VR model is the one to go for.
Why?
Because I think like if they can make it so that your phone can power whatever. Shit needs to be like just to handle resolution, right? Just to handle output to a screen. Like I already have a phone. Why not just plug that shit into my face, and then have like a breakout box doing all the work?
That's true. Yeah, I tried the Samsung Gear VR, and I was just like, this is a cool idea, but it's not
the VR. Cardboard VR or the real one.
The real one.
Okay.
It's just like it's not really VR. Mm. This is a screen on my face.
Yeah. Well, that's what. VR is.
No, but it's different.
It's different though.
You don't got controllers with them when you know.
I don't know if you're like extra Canadian or you turned into a cholo. Like,
do you see this button?
Essay? No.
Yo, that's how you should dress now.
What, like a cholo?
Yeah.
No. Like, listen, I got the flannel to do it, but will I do it? Answer is no.
Yeah, man. That'd be hilarious.
Who you messing with, Essay? Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh, man. Don't even. Don't even.
You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah. So next week, hopefully, you'll play some games. I'll tell you about Overwatch, and then we'll talk about two episodes of Kamen Rider X-Aid.
And hopefully something special.
We'll talk about Shin Godzilla.
Yeah.
There we go.
Shin Godzilla.
That's what we'll talk about. Shin Godzilla. Look forward to it.
Oh, the new Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shin Godzilla. Oh. Yeah.
What does Shin mean?
You know. Shin.
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 G.
Shin Hadoken.
Get in the lizard, Shinji.
Oh, wow. Did I tell you about that?
What, the crossover toys?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are crazy. Those are really cool.
I'll get one. Okay. That's it for this episode.
Okay, bye.
Bye.